Blog Talk Radio.
I have found, my dear Christian friend, that the nation's number one destroyer is alcohol. He's a killer. I want to say something tonight that might, wherever you are, if you're in radio land, if you're right here, if you're familiar with this animal, there's something that you can do about it. Just a few days ago, we had in our city as a guest speaker at the National Crusade Convention a recovering alcoholic. Many of us know him and been knowing him down through the years. He travels for the federal government talking on alcoholism. His name is Don Newcomb, ex-Dodger baseball player. His life was almost destroyed. But one day he made up his mind, and you should hear that fantastic testimony that he gives. It'll make you cry. Don Newcomb is going around helping people all over the world, now telling them to put down the bottle. And that's exactly what I want to tell you tonight. I want to use a very unusual subject.
Come on with.
All right.
Put down your whiskey bottle. Put down your whiskey bottle.
Yeah.
I need a scripture to support me. Now the 20th chapter of Proverbs, the first verse, wine is a marker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Now, whether it's wine, beer, gin, or whatever, let's just call it whiskey tonight. Because if you can put down your whiskey bottle, you can put down your wine bottle too. Now, I'm not trying to put nobody on the spot, but if all of us are familiar with alcohol, listen, I tell you what, how many of you all here tonight, now don't fool me, how many people here tonight have ever, now we won't hold you to it doing it now, but how many people here tonight have ever tasted any kind of liquor or alcohol before? Pull up your hand. Been born because somebody kept holding on to the liquor bottle. Many people, innocent people, have been cursed out simply because somebody refused to put down the liquor bottle. Is that right? And you know, some people, have you ever noticed this in church? Some people, long as something doesn't apply to them, they can say amen all night long. You know, I don't use alcohol, so amen is wrong to use it. But if it applies to them, many times it's hard to get a witness. I think that's mighty bad. We don't want to be like the woman that was in church, and every time the preacher would condemn a sin, she was just jumping up saying, amen, brother preacher. The minister says, wrong to steal. She said, amen. Wrong to commit adultery. Amen, brother preacher. Wrong to drink liquor. Amen. And all of you cigarette smokers spending up your money on cigarettes, you could be helping build the kingdom of God. She said, amen. Amen. What I'm saying, I don't want to forget all of you snuff dippers. Wait a minute, brother preacher, you made it now. So, a lot of people can say amen long as it doesn't apply to them. But I'm like this, wrong is just wrong if I'm guilty. Alcohol experts, and I agree with them, say that this alcohol business is the nation's number one killer. And I think the church should speak out. Even if you get thirsty every time you pass by a bar, you ought to admit that it's not the best thing for you. But some people will spend their last dime. Some people will spend their house no baby milk money. Some people will put alcohol. I used to have a good friend of mine, and every week he would get paid. The first thing he would buy would be some alcohol. That came before any child, any wife, anybody. Someone reminded me that this man was on the street. He was so in love with alcohol. It was his number one thing was alcohol. His wine. He just loved it. One day he got in a little fight down the street. He had his bottle in his pocket. And one of his buddies hit him and knocked him down. He fell on his bottle and broke it. And he felt that wetness back there. And he fell and said, Lord, please let it be blood. A big business. Now, let us, if you don't believe that it'll ruin your life, let us look at a few biblical characters.
All right?
And find out every one of them that failed to put down their liquor bottle or alcohol bottle or whatever you want to call it, error in life. Anybody who abused alcohol automatically will fail in life. Well, Noah would not put down his bottle. Noah, you might remember him as building the ark. And he saved his family from the flood. Noah became drunk after the flood. And after that, Noah never did do anything else outstanding. Because he failed to put down the liquor bottle. And then I can call on Nabal. Nabal would not put down his bottle. And you might remember Nabal rejects David's servant. And Nabal held a feast of drinking in his house. And the result, Nabal was smitten to death by the Lord. And he could have been full of strong brother. Eli would not put down his bow.
Yeah.
Eli succeeded his father Bashir as Israel's king. Eli indulged in using alcoholic beverages. And the record says that Eli was assassinated while drunk in his steward's house. That's a bad way to die drunk. You know where you're going when you die drunk. And then King Benadab would not put down his liquor bottle. King Benadab of Syria reigned in the time of Ahab. King Benadab became drunk with the kings who helped him. You know, got drunk with all the kings who helped him. And he was defeated by Israel. There have been many people who have been defeated by many evil forces in this world simply because they were holding on to the whiskey bottle. I can call up on Belshazzar. Belshazzar would not put down his bottle. Belshazzar drank wine before thousands. He worshipped idol gods. Belshazzar was drunk with wine when he was slain. You find that in the book of Daniel. And then Felix would not put down his bottle. I want to call on a few witnesses here. And Felix was the governor of Judea. Felix was guilty of using strong drink. Felix, far as we know, was never saved. Because his strong drink kept telling him it's all right to put it on. Well, many people can say amen about these men and other men. There's somebody tonight that could not raise a hand, no doubt, a while ago when we asked everybody who had tasted liquor, alcohol, to raise your hand. Who has been drunk, somebody couldn't raise their hand. I want to prove to you tonight that all of us have been drunk a little bit. Not only will liquor make you drunk, but there are a few more things that can make you drunk. You might have never tasted any homebrew. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. But let me look at another thing that will make you stagger and drop. And that is jealousy. Some folks can't hardly stand up. They are intoxicated with jealousy. There are some people tonight drunk on hate. People hate to see somebody else move up. It bothers some folks to see the next door neighbor get a paintbrush and paint the house. But all you got to do is get out there and paint yours. And then not only that, but envy. Envy will make you dead drunk. Isn't that right? Then murder. Some folks, I've never killed nobody, but you know, there are a lot of character killers. You don't have to pick up a gun or draw back a knife, but that little mouth. Doesn't like you, all he has to do is just start something. And then right here, now if I haven't gotten you already, I'm going to get everybody here now. Lying will make you drunk. And you know, people just lie now to be lying. You know, the old folks used to have a reason to lie on you. Old folks just wouldn't tell a blank lie. They either were trying to save their job or their home or something. But this young age, they just lie. It just feels good to them. Isn't that right? People don't even have always around there. You know, folks just lies out. I heard a person telling a lie on you the other day, and I just had to take up. And we're in the barbershop, and they were talking about that Leo Daniels. The man, he's no good. I've been knowing him all my life. We grew up together. And say, what all say, you know Leo Daniels? Yeah, said, I never met him. What kind of man is he? He's a tall, light-skinned man. See, I know he was lying. Drunk. Is that right?
Yeah.
Stealing will make you drunk.
Yeah.
Committing adultery, excuse me here, but
yes,
will make you drunk. Gambling will make you drunk.
Yeah.
When I said stealing, some folks I've never stolen before, but you're robbing God if you don't take care of your church financial.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah.
Weak church membership will make you drunk. Missing church activities will make you drunk.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people drunk around the church who have never tasted liquor.
Yeah.
Well, Brother Preacher, you've told us all about that now. I wonder, can you tell us how we can get sober up?
Yes,
sir. Well, first of all, our scripture here condemns strong drink.
Right.
And says, whoever is deceived thereby is not wise.
Yeah.
Well, receiving Jesus Christ in your heart is the answer.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The person that is using strong drink,
yes, sir,
is a servant of sin.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
If you receive Christ in your heart, you are a new creature.
Yeah.
The book of 2 Corinthians will point it out.
That's
the reason I got in a big debate a few months ago with some alcohol authorities.
Yeah.
Not that I was trying to take over their business, but you know the experts in the alcohol program said that once a person is an alcoholic, he's always an alcoholic.
Yeah.
He's only one drop away.
Yes, sir.
But you know I have to disagree.
Yes, sir.
Because my Bible says, if you receive Christ in your heart, he'll make you a new creature. If Jesus Christ tonight can tell a man who has been lame for 30 long years to pick up his bed and walk and enable him to do it, he can enable a man to lay down a whiskey bottle and be brand new.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The Lord can give you victory over any sin.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The reason I know is I've already tried it.
Yeah.
I've had my faults. And I still have a few of them.
Yeah.
But I'm a living witness tonight that if you let Jesus on the inside, he can rehabilitate you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give you an overhaul job. To be a little sociable rather.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But how many homes have been broken up?
Yeah.
Because somebody started out with a little social drink.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How many graves have been dug?
Yeah.
Because somebody really mean no harm. Started out being sociable. There was a very intelligent family, and I will not be able to call any names tonight, but
married couple, yeah, very, very in love with their only child.
Yeah.
And they promised the young lady that she would go off and follow her education.
Yeah.
They would get her anything that she wanted.
Yeah.
And one morning early, the girl got up and went off to the college campus.
Yeah.
My. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord for this opportunity to be able to be right with you. I got but a quick moment.
Got a quick moment,
but we thank God we can put down our whiskey bottle.
That's it. Yes, that's sir. It. That's all I would have said. Without that whiskey
bottle. Put it down.
Yes, sir. Put it down. Thank you, Jesus.
We may not have drunk a strong drink, but we've been drunk.
That's it, real.
Yeah. Well, we thank God today. The thing I like about our loving God, he gives us an opportunity to straighten it out. We thank him for all of you. God said the same creek don't rise as they used to say. I'll be able to be with you Monday and Tuesday next week. So we thank God for you today. Thank God for your continuing prayers for us and calling in and even supporting. And I absolutely want to say that we love you. We appreciate you. But you open, Brother D. Go ahead. What you got?
No, no, real. You see it all. I had to say, put down that whiskey bottle. That's it.
Yes,
put
sir.
Down that. Would you ask the Lord to continue to bless our services? Continue to bless our services. Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. We ask his continued blessings upon you, each and every one of you, that he will continue to keep us even throughout the weekend and protect us as we go in this day. Bless us with his faith and security. Keep his loving protection, his loving care all around us as we face life difficulties of the day and tomorrow. I want to tell you, we love you, and we thank God for you. Praise the Lord. We ask that he continue to, keep his hand on them. It's so important. Oftentimes we take advantage of, we'll take for granted of God's protection. You see the dangers all around you. If you have a chance, click on the news to know that we are living in perilous times. So we thank him. We thank him for his mercy. We thank him for his grace. We thank him for his love. Oh, but we pray continuously. Even now, Father God in heaven, continue to bless us. Keep us. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. We ask that you keep us, Father God. Keep your protection. Keep the seal of protection around us. We ask, please, for your mercy, your grace, as we attempt to do this thing, the movie that we call Christian discipleship, as we try to love, care, and take care of one another, hold each other up in prayer, community, and even strength. We ask for your strength, if you will keep with your protection and your love until we will meet again. May the grace of our Lord and Savior be with us all. May it rest rule, may the Holy Spirit rest rule and abide within our hearts. For now, forevermore, in Jesus, and we pray, we ask, thank God for it all.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
In the Lord, we are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord, and we pray that all of you let see will one day be restored, and they'll know Jesus.